Podcaster.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for a few others. It's still a little early.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to go on mute and put my headphones on because I, for some reason with these headphones, I can't talk, or you can't hear me when I talk in a speaker, so it'll take me a second anyway. Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening. I hope your procedure went well.
Well, I stayed awake the whole time, and then I came home and slept. I'm kind of drowsy. I'm going to just hang on.
Understand.
Okay. I really can't see, so that's the biggest problem. I'll just have to listen.
Of course. We're in Section 47, Pasuk 201. L'shem yichud kudsha b'rishu ishkin kei bit hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. L'yachta shem yud hei b'vav hei b'yisuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah. L'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunanehu. V'ayaven Hashem Elohim Et hatzela asher lakach min ha'adam v'gomer. Amar Rabbi Shimon ketiv Elokim hevin darka v'hu yada et mekoma ha'ikira kevavnim sagin it be'ya elamahu. Elohim hevin darka kada'a vayiven Hashem. Elohim et hatzela da'atora sheba alpe. Dit baderech kada'a anoten bayam. Derech beginei kach Elohim. And of the side which Hashem Elohim had taken from the man, he made. Rabbi Shimon says, it is written, Elohim understood her ways, and he knew her place. There are many ways of looking at it, but what is the principal way of interpreting Elohim understood? The Hebrew word is hevin, her ways. It is similar to the side. He made, the Hebrew word is vayeven, side meaning the oral Torah, which is mahut, in which there is a path, as it is written, that makes a way in the sea. The sea is mahut, and in it he made a path. Hence, and Elohim understood her ways. Questions? Comments, thoughts.
Well, I guess we need to understand what understood her ways and knew her place mean.
Well, knew her place is in the next verse.
Oh, okay.
So this verse is talking about what does it mean that Elohim understood her ways? And then the question is, who is her? Because that Elohim understood her ways and he knew her place is a verse from Eov. And it's towards the middle to the end of Eov because it's chapter 28. And then it's giving an explanation that it's using this word heaven to be the meaning of understood. Because normally we would think understanding comes from Bina. So her is Bina in this discussion. Now that's going to give you a whole different perspective than if you were thinking it was Chava. Elohim understood her ways. Now, Elohim is a name of God used in Bina, but also in Malchut. And now it's explaining that the male and female relationship, well, I shouldn't take it that far. It's explaining that the relationship between the written Torah and the oral Torah is the relationship between Elohim and her ways. At least that's my sense of what's being said here. Now, there's no context to what this is because I haven't given you the background. And you know, we're just moving into this section. And does the Zohar follow section by section in an orderly, logical manner? And the answer is no, it doesn't. As I've once explained, that the Zohar follows a path that is appropriate for intuition, not for logical development. Should I go on, or is there other questions? I'll go on.
Okay.
Behu yada et mikoma man mikoma da Torah shebiktiav deit badaat. Hashem Elokim Shem Male V'yat Kana La Bekola V'yalda Itkeriyat Ha'achma V'itkeriyat Bina Begin Dehawa V'shem Male Hashem Elokim Bekola Bishlimu V'itre Shemahan. I didn't mention that this is verse 202. And he knew her place. He asks, what is her place? And he answers, it is the written Torah, namely Zeranpin. The written Torah, which is the secret of the upper Zeranpin and of the Nukva from the chest down, upward, has knowledge. Hashem Elohim is a complete name to correct Malchut in everything. Hence, the Mochin of the Nukva, or Malchut, are called Chachma and Bina, because they are created with the full perfection in the two names, Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, and Elohim. With Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh corresponding to Chachma, and Elohim to Bina. Hence, Elohim understood her ways, refers to the emanation of Chachma that comes through Bina. And this emanation is called Elohim. And he knew her place is Dat, the light of Chasadim, and the secret of Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, drawn from Abba through Zeranpin. Questions, comments, thoughts? I'm wondering if with Hannah not feeling well, we shouldn't do these over and do this next week.
This is Brandy. Are you on, Hannah?
Brandy. Yeah, I'm on. But I'm having a hard time seeing.
Yeah,
but she can't see. And she's not her normal self, which is understandable. So I don't mind doing this, but when there's no questions, there's no light being revealed. And I'm not criticizing because I understand. You know, this is the effect of the procedure you had.
Right.
Martha, are you just coming on? So I'm thinking we should probably do this again on Monday, these three verses.
Okay. Before you do, this one sentence, I think it was Hashem Elohim is a complete name.
Yes.
To correct Malkut.
That's.
Would you say something about that before we hang up?
Say it again, you broke up.
Would you say something about that particular statement before we hang up? I think
sure.
It was Hashem Elohim is a complete name to complete Malkut. I do remember that.
The first part of the sentence, the written Torah, which is the secret of the upper Zerantin and of the Nukva from the chest upward, has knowledge. Hashem Elohim is a complete name to correct Malchut in everything. Hence, the Mochin of the Nukva, or Malchut, are called Chachma and Bina, because they are created with the full perfection in the two names, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Elohim, with Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh corresponding to Chachma and Elohim to Bina. Hence, Elohim understood her ways, relates to the emanation of Chachma that comes through Bina. And this emanation is called Elohim. So, why is Hashem complete by himself? Now, before you answer that question, let's understand good and evil a little bit. There's good and evil, and yet we say that there's no evil because everything that is evil is just the human perspective, and the human perception, but in reality, everything is good. But then how do we get a level of consciousness where good is equal to evil? Because if evil is less than good, or good is less than evil, chas v'shalom, then there's no balance in the world. There's no free choice in the world. In order to have free choice, we have to be at a balance point. So when I ask the question, is Hashem complete by itself? The answer is, which Hashem am I asking about? Am I asking about the Hashem that refers to a level of Keter? Or am I asking about Hashem that refers to a level of Chachma? Because Chachma is not complete without Bina.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the English translation, wisdom is not complete without understanding. Does wisdom need understanding? In and of itself, no, it doesn't. But from a human perspective, what good is wisdom if you don't understand it? That's why we can say, and that's why the Zohar is telling us, Hashem Elohim is a complete name. It has male and female. It has positive and negative. It has good and it has evil. Is Bina truly evil? No, But it's at a level, Chachma has come down. Hashem has come down to Chachma. So it has lowered itself, which is an idea similar to the Tzimtzum. Hashem lowers itself so that from our perspective, Elohim and Hashem appear to be equal, giving us a balance point, which is what gives us free will. And the purpose of lowering Hashem lowering itself to the level of Elohim is to correct Malchut. And the only way you remove bread of shame in Malchut is to have a balance point to be able to have free will. I hope that's clear.
Even though the first verse kind of gave us the impression we were talking about Chava, in reality, it's talking about the Sefi Road.
That's correct. And even in the Torah itself, if you're reading verses about Abraham and Sarah, or if you're reading about Adam and Chava, we're saying there's male and female. We're saying they're mm-hmm. people. But on another level, they're all metaphors for different levels of Sephiroth. The whole Torah and the whole Zohar is only talking about Sephiroth.
Okay.
In 4, 5, 6 weeks, we'll be reading an essay by Yom HaAshlag that will help clarify that as well.
Okay, and he knew her place is Dayot. Is that letting us know that there we've come into balance?
Correct.
Okay.
If we just activate the consciousness that I know my place, and everything knows its place, then it has to be in balance just by virtue of definition of what does it mean to be in its place.
Mm-hmm.
And what is Dot? I don't know if you've ever asked the question, what is Dot? Usually what you get told is Dot is this. It's not a Sephirah, but sometimes we count it as a Sephirah, which doesn't really tell you anything. But when I asked the question the first time, I got told the following. Dot is the binding by striking between Chachma and Bina.
I think I kind of had in my mind before you're making that statement was that because of the three always being in union, that when Hockman and Bina, when you begin to understand, when you reach the point of understanding, then Keter sort of moved to Dot. I don't know if that's a way to put it. But.
That's okay.
But I certainly didn't associate good and evil with this. I mean, I know I see the word and heard the word chassidim, but I'm glad you explained a bit about, you know, the idea of good and evil being good. I mean, we've said it many, many times, but I didn't see good and evil within the context of that particular verse. So I'm glad you got it out.
Understand. And, you know, here's the other paradox for you to contemplate between now and Monday. You have two names, Chachma, wisdom, and Bina, understanding. And they're in unity, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can they be in unity? They have two different names. If they were in unity, they would only have one name because they would be at the same level of consciousness. And that's the paradox.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll talk more on Monday.
Okay. Thank you.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, you too.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.